Well, like everyone else, members of Generation Z are dealing with how their futures are going to change as a result of the pandemic. Yesterday, we spoke with three young people about that and the protests. Shaquavia Strawn, 20 years old, a student at Spelman College in Atlanta. Gael Fernandez, 17, who was in Anaheim, California. And Adam Morris, 19 years old, a student at Notre Dame University. Here's the rest of our conversation. Let me ask you about politics, because this is an election year, even though it will probably be a very unusual election year because of the pandemic. Are each of you eager to vote this year in the election? And is your vote up in the air? Or do you know who you're voting for? Gael, I'll start with you.
Well, sadly, I can't vote yet. But yes, I am quite eager to vote. If I were to vote, sadly, I think I would have to vote for Biden. You know, I don't support either of them, but I think having Trump in office for four more years would be extremely destructive and divisive to the country. I think it would be the wrong choice for the country. And, you know, the common argument was Biden isn't much different and won't bring about much change. And I think that's just a very privileged way of thinking, because a lot of people that say that is simply because they're not personally affected by the changes that Trump has made. I mean, if we keep Trump in office for another 4 years, DACA might completely end. He might try to end that again, which he said he will do and he wants to do. So thinking about that is, and saying that, you know, I'd rather not vote at all, it would basically means that you don't actually care that much because it's not personally affecting you, which is why I think that's who I would vote for.
But you're 17, so you can't vote this November yet. Adam Morris, what about you? You're 19. You are going to be eligible to vote. Will you vote, and who will you vote for?
Yes, this will be, you know, obviously my first either presidential or a midterm election. I'll be supporting President Trump as, you know, as a conservative and, you know, vice president of College Republicans. I, you know, support many of his policies, and I think recent events have shown, you know, some of the dangers that will happen if Biden gets elected, especially on issues of criminal justice. In cities all across the country, you see Biden, if you look at his campaign platform, he will substantially weaken the criminal justice system at a federal level, which will, you know, which is really the last backstop when the state criminal justice systems seem to be coming apart as they are right now.
Let me just ask you one question about that, because we talked about the coronavirus pandemic, and a lot of people on both sides of the aisle have criticized President Trump for not wearing a mask in public. With your own concerns about COVID and how careful you've been, are you upset with the president who you're going to support for not taking it seriously enough to wear a mask in public?
I do not oppose his decision to do that. It's not because I'm opposed to mask wearing generally, but I also do not believe mask wearing as sort of a universal practice. There are definitely situations where it is important, but as, you know, the president, you know, I want to be able to see him, you know, first of all, see his face and see strength and, you know, emitting, you know, coming out of his figure. And a lot of people have accused him of not taking this pandemic seriously or not responding quickly enough, when in reality, he has, you know, spent, you know, trillions in terms of funding, you know, the stay-at-home orders and allowing people to stay at home away from the pandemic. So I think a lot of the criticism is certainly misguided, and simply the fact that he is not wearing a mask frequently is not something that I would blame him for doing.
Shaquavia Strawn, you're 20. You will be voting in November, will you? And who will you vote for?
First, I agree with Gael about his sentiments about the elections and how it will be destructive to have Trump in office for four more years, seeing as the things that have transpired. I also believe that Biden is kind of neck and neck with Trump as far as a candidate, as far as a human being. So I'm not 100% supportive of Biden. However, I know that four more years will be very destructive. I also believe that when you're voting for a president, when you're voting in a system that actively does suppress a lot of voters, there is issues that will arise. So I will vote in the 2020 election, and I will vote for Biden. However, I do not agree with his past policies and incentives that have hurt Black communities.
I want to finally just ask each of you, because one of the things that we've heard about Generation Z is that you are facing a lot more mental health issues, depression, et cetera, than previous generations. How would each of you rate your mental health right now? Or has this particular, you know, the pandemic, which has been hard on everybody, has it been hard on you, especially hard on you? Adam, I'll start with you.
Initially, it was, disturbing just because I had some symptoms that of illness, and I thought I might have had the virus, and I was, worried that I might spread it to my parents. But as I, as I improved, as I got better and also learned more about the virus, I became less anxious generally, although being at home, away from people for a long time and not interacting with people outside of the home too much has been difficult. Although, I do, like doing things like reading and, music and things that I can do by myself. So it hasn't impacted me too much.
Gael?
Well, I think when this whole thing first started, I was definitely fine because I try not to worry too much about it and just, keep a level head towards the whole situation and just take time to process everything. Now more than ever, I'm definitely feeling the impacts of quarantine and the social isolation and, lack of contact with people. That's definitely led to, some feelings of loneliness that I've been experiencing more now. So that has definitely, took a hit on my mental health. So it's definitely affected it. But yeah, not doing too bad, I would say.
And what about you, Shaquavia?
I can understand the feelings that arise from quarantine and social distancing. That is not something that is ideal. However, me and my community of friends and family have been doing a great job of keeping each other in good spirits, trying to be adaptable and do Zoom calls, Zoom dates, Netflix parties, just trying to maneuver through this space and try to learn this new normal that we're living in.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us and being so open and honest about your thoughts. It's very interesting to hear from a younger generation about all these things, and we should do it very often. Shaquavia Strawn, 20-year-old at Spelman College in Atlanta. Gael Fernandez, 17-year-old from Anaheim, California. And Adam Morris, 19-year-old at Notre Dame University. Great to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.